Hi, this is Paul Frields, and I wanted to show you a really cool feature in the new GNOME that you'll find in Fedora 9. This is a feature called GVFS, and this was written by Alex Larson, who is a GNOME hacker type who works at Red Hat. He's a Fedora contributor that put this new file system layer together to replace the old GNOME VFS. And it's really cool, and I'm going to show you a couple of the interesting features about it. Now, to do that, I'm actually going to connect up to a remote server because I want to copy some files there. So I'm going to go to my Fedora People site, and I'm going to tell it exactly what I want to open up, which is it's a folder that I created for some screencasts that I made earlier. So I'm going to connect up to that share. I'm going to need to provide my password here. And open up that folder, which doesn't really have anything in it. Now I'm going to find these videos, which I actually saved in my videos folder, and I'm going to copy one of them up here. And what you're going to see is that GVFS generates a nice dialog here showing you the file operation. This isn't too terribly different than what we've had before, but what is interesting is that the dialog is now completely disconnected from the operation, so you can close it up and go about your business, and it will still keep working in the background, and a nice little GVFS icon appears in your notification area to tell you the file operation is going on. And if you click that, you'll get the dialog returned to you, so you can watch the progress if you like. I usually just put these up in the notification area and then go about my business without being distracted. So it's a really nice feature to have. Now, if you add another operation to the queue, you can simply drag another file to a destination, and the file operations dialog will grow and show you both copies in progress. Now, if you copy a whole bunch of files at once, they'll actually be queued up as one operation. Since I dragged these separately, they're going to be queued as two separate operations. And as these go on their merry way here, you'll notice that the world clock screencast is almost done and will disappear from the dialog, and my final screencast will also go up there. And I can go ahead and close these folders if I want, and the operations are going to continue in the background. As I said, once they're finished, the GVFS icon will disappear from the notification area. So what you're not seeing in the back end is all the work that went on to integrate this new system with a lot of the GNOME applications, and that work's continuing. You'll see more of it through Fedora 9, and I'm sure you'll see additional backends in Fedora 10 as well. So keep looking forward to that, and thanks, Alex, for your hard work on this. It's a really cool feature.